Saturday edition of the program. We're launching into the third hour here. You, of course, can bring up anything you want at our toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online as well over at freetalklive.com. We have lots of features there, and we give them to you for free. You can interact with other listeners. You can create the content of the website, actually, by submitting different things from around the web that you think our other listeners will enjoy. Once you submit something to the site, others get to vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. And the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the website. So see what I mean by getting interactive over at freetalklive.com as we go to the phones and the fun. We talk to Kelvin in Colorado first. On the amp lines, Kelvin, you're on Free Talk Live at the NMR.
Hey, good evening, Ian Mark.
Hey, Kelvin. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, I thought I'd throw another bumper sticker cliche out there since I heard a caller do it earlier tonight. Where guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns.
This is true.
Seems to apply to this some of these campus situations going around the country.
It does, and I have a variation on it that I'd like to see out there that people never think of. When you outlaw felons having guns, only outlaw felons will have guns. And it speaks to the fact that so many felons, like myself, are trying to go straight, but you know, we're unable to defend our families or whatever by the law. I'm not saying that their houses are undefended. I'm just saying that the law doesn't allow them to carry.
I'm glad the Dragon Claw exists for you.
Yes, that's right. The Dragon Claw at airgun.freetalklive.com.
So what else did you want to share tonight? Hopefully you weren't calling just to share another cliche with us.
No, sir. I've been listening to the talk over the last few days about this autonomous zone that they're thinking of or going to create in Honduras, and something about it kind of set a red flag up for me. Was when they referred to it as being like a non-binding something.
A memorandum of understanding.
Yeah, non-binding memorandum of understanding. So that sounds about as easily as you could possibly get.
Like, well, they're in preliminary negotiations.
Right,
at this point,
just looking for a place to do it. It's not like, you know, I mean, the constitution of Honduras has been modified, which is, as far as a governmental agency goes, the most a governmental agency can do in order to, you know, sort of limit its actions in the future. We've seen what the limitations of constitutions have done. You know, the federal government isn't following the Constitution of the United States at all. But, you know, that's it's the most that they can do.
Okay, because I know that in the United States, some bureaucracies will make arrangements with other bureaucracies to share resources or have some sort of mutual aid thing or whatever, and those are done through a memorandum of understanding, and that's, you know, as far as it goes, they don't make, you know, federal regulation or anything like that. It's just... Mm-hmm. You know, memorandum of understanding. So I thought that held a little bit more power than just the declaration that they were in negotiations.
That's about what it is.
Very good, Kelvin. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Yeah, I was thinking about, I wonder if we could possibly get something like that in the United States. For example, the...
why would they do that? I mean, can you imagine any bureaucrat at this point? As far as I know, every area of the United States is sort of full of people and you know, has a governmental agency over it. Why would the governmental agency of any particular place say, oh, sure, build a city that we can't tax within our borders?
Seems pretty unlikely, Kelvin. Although if it's going to happen, it's going to happen in New Hampshire when we secede. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go to Eric calling from our very own Keene, New Hampshire, listening to WKBK. Hey, Eric.
Hey, I just want to talk to about the decriminalization of marijuana.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard anyone talk about this, but the helpful thing about you know, decriminalizing it is for people, like, I mean, not just marijuana, but just, like, all drugs, that mm-hmm. if, say, a teenager gets, you know, talked into trying a drug, but in that instant that he and the group of kids or something gets caught by the police or, you know, or something like that, they would get, their whole life would be ruined.
Yes, sir.
They wouldn't be able to, you know, get a school loan, possibly. They would
it makes it much harder to find a job get the criminal record.
And, for the rest of their lives.
And plus, you know, even if you're not a teenager, maybe you're an older teen or maybe you're early 20s or whatever, or any
age. It goes for everyone.
You could lose your job. You could, if you get put in jail, you could lose your home because you're not there to pay the rent at that point.
Exactly.
Imagine if you have a family in that case and how difficult it would be for them. I mean, this war on drugs, having spent 58 days myself in the local jail here
not
in Cheshire County. No, I wasn't in for marijuana, but I was in with people who were in for marijuana. And, you know, I've known these stories when I was on the outside of the jail, but it's even more, you know, it touches home even more when you're on the inside and you can see these folks.
Right.
These people haven't heard anybody else. They just sold or smoked or, you know, possessed a certain product, and now they sit inside a cage for it. When they get out, a lot of them have absolutely nothing left.
And we all have to pay for it, and that's the part that annoys so many.
And then there's plenty of, I heard of plenty of children, I mean, not children, I shouldn't say children, but teens that, you know, smoke cannabis recreationally, but they're intelligent, they have plans for their lives, but if they get caught, you know, it's sad to see them.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, you look at the people that call themselves president in this country, many of them have been cannabis users in the past. Maybe they still are. But clearly there's plenty of successful people in the world who have been cannabis users, businessmen, lawyers, doctors.
Yeah, the suggestion that the imbibing cannabis is going to make you a loser, I don't think that that's necessarily true. I think there are losers and there are cannabis imbibers, and sometimes
there's a crossover.
Those people cross over.
Right, but there's also winners and cannabis imbibers. And they cross over,
I mean, for instance, like Steve Jobs. I mean, come on.
Was he an advocate for marijuana?
Oh, yeah, definitely. He was also an advocate for LSD, but he was very much an advocate for marijuana.
Very good. Eric, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, not at all.
Have you ever dropped by freekeen.com? Are you familiar with that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great. Very good. Well, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. You can take control here. We go to Brandon listening to WVTS out in West Virginia. Hey, Brandon.
How's it going, Dave?
What's on your mind?
I was going to talk about the occupiers.
Okay, sure. By the way, they've been routed out of a number of cities recently. We haven't covered it just because we've been on other issues, but just last night, Occupy Boston has been taken out, approximately 46 arrests. Occupy, I think it was New Orleans, has been taken out within the last week or so, as well as San Francisco. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I'm a 21-year-old union member, and it's just really strange to me to see other union brothers and sisters protesting big business and people my age that are mindless yelling, you know, free socialism, or, you know, socialism live forever, when really you'd think they'd be, you know, against the IRS wanting a flat tax so that would be the ultimate fair tax, you know, versus some strange tax system where it's graded on the amount of money that you make. Like, I make $463 a week after taxes. Yeah.
It's not bad.
Before taxes, I'm supposed to make $600 a week. And the higher up in my pay scale I'll go, the more taxes I'll receive. And, you know, and I'm currently considered middle class. And it just doesn't seem right to me that they're protesting capitalism and big business, whereas they should be protesting for a flat tax.
Some are protesting capitalism. Some of them aren't. I mean, the Occupy movement is extraordinarily decentralized and has lots of different goals. There certainly are some sort of professional protesters out there that you know, hate the government and hate the big business and just hate everything. But some of them are attempting to focus on solutions. It's difficult to know.
I'll tell you what, Brandon, I want to bring you back here. If you can stick with us, we will do that, because I'd like to dig in a little further into the Occupy movement. But having been involved with it myself for the last couple of months now, 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmith.com. A pack a day smoker will save $120 a month and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60 and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855 to get vapor or go to Vaporsmith.com.
BigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Thetis Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at BigEdPress.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to bring up anything you want. It's a live Saturday edition. By the way, we do this 7 nights a week. Mark is the main host on the Sunday program.
That's right.
You can catch at freetalklive.com. If it's not on your local radio station yet, well, you can always call them and ask them real nicely to add it to their lineup. You never know what will happen when you say something nice to your local program director about Free Talk.
They like the feedback.
Yeah, they sure do. And usually it's negative, so it's nice to give them something positive. So if you do have Free Talk Live on your local talk station, give them a call, tell them thanks, talk to the program director and tell them thanks that you appreciate Free Talk Live and that you'd like to hear us more often. Because, again, we do this three hours a night, seven days a week.
I think the only nationally syndicated radio program that is on 7 days a week.
Not true. It's the only one in our day part that's on 7 days a week. Coast to Coast AM has live programming all week long.
Yeah.
But aside from Coast to Coast, I think we might be the only other show, Mark.
At least in the commercial bracket. Maybe NPR has something that maybe.
Yeah. Seems unlikely, though. So, and if you don't have Free Talk Live on your local talk radio station, then call them up and ask them real nicely to add Free Talk Live. You never know what will happen if you say something to them. So 855-450-FREE is our number here. You can, again, take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. We've been all over the map from alleged child molestation to drug legalization to guns, banks, Honduras's alleged autonomous zone. Plenty of topics on the table tonight. Of course, you can bring up anything. 855-450-FREE.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. It's hunting season for a lot of people. I don't know what your specific state's rules are, but this is the time of year. ManVentureOutpost.com has all the things that you need for your hunting experience. Also, of course, camping and shooting. Some prices are so low they can't even be mentioned on the air. And this is the one thing that I really noticed about the website is, not only are they in good standing with the Better Business Bureau, they're family owned, but the prices really are remarkably low at ManVentureOutpost.com. You use coupon code FTL, you can get an additional 5% off these already probably the lowest you're going to find on the internet. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, again, our number here, 855-450-FREE. We go back to Brandon listening to WVTS in Charleston, West Virginia. Brandon, are you still with us?
Yes, sir.
All right, excellent. So you had called about the Occupy movement, and your question was you're ruminating on why it is that they don't focus on things like maybe getting in, changing the tax system instead of focusing on corporations being tied in with the state. Is that pretty much what your objection was?
Yes, sir.
Well, so here's my answer to that. As somebody who's been around the Occupy movement, at least here in Keene, for the last couple of months, and also I went over to the Occupy New Hampshire statewide assembly last week. I haven't been down to New York or those other places, but Michelle Seven, who's a friend of the show, has been, and she's related her experiences. And I think it's simply because everyone has their pet issues. I mean, everybody who looks at the national stage, they see things that they consider drastically wrong. And
there's a lot of things to see.
And, it's okay for people to have different interests and different things that they consider important. Many of the folks involved in the Occupy movement, and not all of them, but many of them, may not really consider taxes to be a problem. They may just...
they may be too poor to pay them.
They may just believe that, that the taxes are being used in the wrong way. And I disagree with that viewpoint. I think taxing is theft, and I think it's violence against peaceful people, and I have a problem with all taxation. I don't want a flat tax. I don't want any tax. I don't want anything to do with the federal government. I'm just kind of explaining to you, their viewpoint. From their perspective, government is okay. It just isn't being used in the way they would like it to be used. It's being, monopolized by these big corporations, etc. And unfortunately, their particular belief system, while it's certainly true that corporations are tied in with government, of course, government is also a corporation. That's one thing that many of them don't realize. But it's certainly true that corporations have major favoritism when it comes to the government. But what they don't get is that, their solutions aren't going to work. So one of the problems with the critiques around the Occupy Wall Street movement is they don't have any solutions. And that's not true. Each individual, within the movement
does. They've
got plenty
of bad solutions.
Each individual does have solutions, and they have their reasons for supporting them. One of them that has been proposed recently is a constitutional convention.
Oh, God.
To fix whatever issues with they want to get money out of politics. And of course, right. The irony is, or what they don't see, is that they're asking the very same politicians who are very, very tied in with these corporations to somehow cut their ties, which of course is completely impossible. That's just not going to happen. They don't care how many people are out in the streets protesting and chanting. That doesn't affect them. It doesn't affect the corporation's bottom line, and it doesn't affect the politicians as to whether or not they're in office. So to go and beg politicians to change an inherently corrupted system is just it's a fool's errand. And you know, unfortunately, they still believe in the system enough to believe that they could somehow influence it in their direction and away from the corporate
most
control.
Of them are going to go and they're going to vote Democrat or Republican, probably mostly Democrat, and expect the incumbent Democrat to change something, or the Democrat that's put up, the same old Democrat, essentially, that's put up by the Democratic Party to somehow change something. And it's one thing to use the political process. I can look out to the presidential candidates out there, and I can see pretty much the same old stuff except for Ron Paul. Mm-hmm. If people could break out of their paradigm for a minute and say, well, let's try something. We're being offered an opportunity to try something new and different. Let's try something new and different.
That's
rather
why
than
I'm
the same old crap.
That's why I'm involved with the Occupy movement, so I can bring new ideas to the discussion slowly and gently over time, not to come in like a bull in a china shop, busting around and just trying to puke ideas on people. But over time, after getting to know folks, being able to communicate effectively with them, and then introducing ideas of peace and voluntarism into this suggestion, and speaking to these ideas in terms that these folks can understand, and show them how voluntary interaction between human beings is the way to go, and that political top-down solutions are just not going to work. That if something's going to change, it has to be from the bottom up. And that means that people need to change their ideas and their minds about what government is and whether we need a monopoly on violence at all. And so getting these ideas out there is very important to me. And I think the people in the Occupy movement are extraordinarily receptive to them. Not all of them, but I think that just generally people being involved in a movement, whether it be Occupy or Tea Party, and I've also brought these ideas to the Tea Party as well, I think that anyone who's involved in some sort of an activist movement is someone who's at least willing to consider new ideas, and right. So that's why I'm out there doing that.
Yeah, my big thing is honestly just the flat tax. Like, I've been trying to speak with Governor Joe Senator Joe Manchin. He was our governor for years. Been trying to set up an appointment with him to talk about the flat tax and see if him and Senator Rockefeller would introduce a flat tax bill.
How's that going?
Just started Friday, actually. Going.
Well,
okay.
I've tried setting up an appointment with the governor, so-called, of New Hampshire to talk to him about, some of the outrageous things that are going on around here, and they never even call me back. So maybe you'll have better luck, man.
But I sure hope so.
I tend to not believe in political solutions, I especially at the federal level. I don't think that there's any way anything you can say would affect
that. A guy's got to start somewhere, and I think he's doing far more than most. A flat tax, to me, is a more fair way of stealing money from people.
But you can only bang your head up against that wall for so long before you have to change your strategy. Brandon, thanks for the call, and good luck. Let us know how it goes, all right? Thanks for the call, dude. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityHealthProducts.com HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We've got archives that go way back, all the way to late 2006. You don't have to log in. There's no membership fee. No jumping through hoops. Just click and download, and they're yours. Free at freetalklive.com.
I don't know what it's like for you, but I have found that it's harder for me to read books than it used to be. I just don't have the time. And audiobooks have really taken the place for me for the reading that I used to do. You know, I can do it while I'm working out in the yard or working out or, you know, in the car. Whatever it is, it's convenient for me to listen to audiobooks. And I don't have to carve time out of my day to sit down in a chair and read a book. Not to say that's not an enjoyable experience. It's just not something I could do as often as I would like. Audible.com is the leading provider of premium digital spoken audio information and entertainment on the internet. Well, they've got all the categories for books over there that you'd find in the sort of the regular bookstore. Business, classics, fiction, erotica, science fiction, fantasy, everything else. And you can go over there and check it out. They've got all kinds of books. Here's one that I'm looking at now. Talent is overrated. What really separates world-class performers from everybody else?
Showing up on time helps.
What's that?
Showing up on time.
That is absolutely a great way to separate yourself from everybody else.
That does sound like a good book.
Indeed it does. It's by Jeff Colvin here. You can get it free or anything else over at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. If there's a book you've been thinking about reading, you should go get it from Audible and try out this free offer. Audible's giving you a Christmas present. It's audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
All right, so we continue here at 855-453 with you and your thoughts. Let's go to Zach in Minnesota on the amp lines. Zach, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Just super. Go ahead with your thoughts, Zach.
Okay. I was listening to you guys on podcast from yesterday. I was listening to that today. And the moral dilemma with the train really piqued my interest, if you remember that discussion.
Yeah, the old question of you're at a switch on a track, and you can throw a switch and save five people from certain death and
kill one person,
or you can leave the train as is, and then it will kill the five people. Do you do anything, and if so, what do you do? That was the question. What were your thoughts?
Well, without regards to that particular conundrum, I've got a different one for you guys.
Oh, great.
I think you both hashed out your positions fairly thoroughly on that one. So here we go. You're on a cruise ship. A couple days into the cruise, and I don't know if you guys have heard this before, so stop me if you have.
Well, we'll let you do it anyway, because not everyone in the audience may have heard it, so go ahead.
Okay, all right. You're on a cruise ship. A couple days into the cruise, the captain decides that the ship needs to be evacuated for whatever reason. It's going to sink, we'll say. Everyone heads to the lifeboats. You're in a lifeboat, but as it's being lowered, your lifeboat taps the hull of the ship and puts a hole in it. So now you hit the water, and you figure out that your little lifeboat is going to sink eventually. It's taking on water. And there's 10 people in the boat, including yourself. You figure if you have 9 people bail water while you let one rest, you should be able to keep the water at bay long enough to be rescued. You figure that might give you about 5 hours before everyone's just exhausted.
Okay.
Now, as you're about to begin this, you look in a different lifeboat and you see your family in a different boat. Do you jump ship, or do you jump out of your lifeboat, forcing these 9 people to bail water continuously, shrinking their time exponentially, maybe to a couple hours at best, to join your family and guarantee your survival? Or do you stay in the current boat and help keep it afloat as long as possible?
I can tell you, when you start throwing my family into the scenario, whatever logic flies out the window, I'm gonna go get with my family. You can believe that.
I would suggest that everyone in the lifeboat go to a different lifeboat, and that way each lifeboat would only have to take one more person on.
Well, I think for the purposes of the discussion,
I know you're trying to corner me into either or, and life doesn't play that way.
I don't see how you have an obligation to the people that are in the lifeboat in which you were in. I mean, unless you caused the boat to touch the hull of the ship and create the hole in the lifeboat. I don't see how you have any obligation simply because you got in a lifeboat with some other people.
Most lifeboats also have inflatable. They also have the little life preservers in them.
This is an artificial community situation that was forced upon you. You're trying to undo it. I'm going to talk about the moral situation here. This is an artificial community that was that was forced upon one, and do you have an obligation to that community? And I don't think you necessarily do.
Yeah, I think if I'm forced into the question, I'll probably take where Mark's coming from on that.
What's to say? I mean, would it be immoral for a person in the boat to say, "I'm not bailing nothing"?
But if I can
get cramps,
right? But if I can, just swim over to my family's boat, then that means all of the other people can swim over to any other boat as well. So, I mean, again, it's just these ludicrous scenarios, right? Like, you have to pick either or. Like in the question of the. In the question of the train switch, My choice was to do nothing, not because I wanted to kill the five people, just simply because I felt it would be wrong to engage myself in that situation at all. And Mark's question is good. Like, what obligation do you have to even, you know, assist? Well, what obligation do they have to keep you in the boat? They can then throw you out of the boat as well.
They're doing something. I'm not doing anything. The cruise company has an obligation to supply me with a lifeboat, and I'm going to get on that lifeboat. And just because you people happen to be on this lifeboat doesn't give you the ability to throw me off. That's murder.
Well, you could float. It's not murder.
It's
only murder
close.
If there's sharks in the water, which you should have added that to the scenario.
Yeah, you really do need sharks.
Right. Had you added sharks to the scenario, it would have prevented me from
sharks
wanting to get in the water.
With lasers.
Because if I've got a life raft or if I've got a life preserver, I can just go and float in the water and wouldn't have to bail a damn thing out of the boat.
All right, well, I've got two. Let me play devil's advocate here. Let's go back to the training, and because you said something that piqued my interest here.
Yeah.
That you would do nothing. What would you say if I posed that you say you won't engage yourself in pulling the switch or not? What would you say to you're making that choice to not pull the switch is engaging yourself. You're there at the switch. Whether you like it or not, you are there. Would you say that your inaction is not making a choice?
Oh, it's a choice.
Or almost an action?
No, that's a choice.
I'd say it's, yeah, I think that there's a strong argument for that.
Choosing
at the same
to do
time.
Nothing is a choice.
But, you know, so there's people walking along train tracks, and those people, you know, I don't know if those five people knew what the schedule of the train was. I don't know if the train is supposed to be coming along that track. I don't
Maybe
know.
Maybe they're suicidal.
I don't know if the person who's on the other track is, knows the schedule and believes the train not to be on that track at that time, and then I pull it and I change the whole scenario. I just don't think that there's five people. Get off the train tracks, people, is my first, what are you people thinking about walking along train tracks?
It could be
you
a suicidal train
coming?
Cult.
But, you know, no, I don't have, I'm not going to go pulling. To me, that's murder. And I'm not going to murder somebody in order to save five other people.
But what if your wife was in the five people?
It's going to make the scenario a lot harder, I can tell you.
No doubt.
Hey, why exactly. am I on a train switch and my wife is on a train track?
There's no logic that needs to be applied to this. It's impossible to apply logic to it because there's always so many other choices in real life. Anyway, Zach, go ahead.
Well, if I may, then, if okay, let's bring this to the real world. Let's evacuate the ethics class and go into something a little more down to earth. This is a conundrum that was brought up in my EMT courses. You show up to an accident. Imagine you're both EMTs. You show up to an accident and you immediately recognize that the car belongs to your wife. Fearing the worst, you run over and you realize that she's trapped in the car with another man. She looks at you and manages to say, "I'm sorry," before she goes unconscious. You realize that the man next to her, and I hear the music. Are we going to break?
Well, hang on for one moment. We'll bring you back here in a moment at 855-453. I think the suggestion is maybe they were sleeping together or something.
That
like
would
that.
Be the suggestion.
In which case, I would absolutely save them, because forgiveness is a fine thing. We're coming up here. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live, but we'll see where he's going with it.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. show. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves even in the remaining moments, which are imminent. 1-855-450-3733-855-450-FREE. Joining you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
We invite you to the website over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features there. And something you can do to help Free Talk Live is promote us. You can go to promote.freetalklive.com where you can get a free bumper sticker. You can download web graphics, high-resolution graphics, make your own T-shirts or whatever it is you want to do with them, make your own flyers. Although we have some pre-made flyers there that you can download, print out, or send to your favorite printer. You can get all that stuff and more over at promote.freetalklive.com. And I mentioned that free bumper sticker. We actually got our bumper stickers made through libertystickers.com.
Yeah, that's right. I'm just looking at libertystickers.com's website right now, and the top 3 stickers on their site are, I'm already against the next president. Great news, I saved a bunch of money by switching to Ron Paul, and 9MM beats 911 every time. You can go get these great stickers and many others at libertystickers.com. The next one down says, Obama Romney 2012. They agree on everything. So whatever your liberty message is, you can get it out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. Go to libertystickers.com. Check them out. Let your voice be heard.
Let's go back to Zach, listening in Minnesota. Zach, you're back on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. You were you're creating another scenario for us, one that you were, I guess, posed with while you were in EMT school, and that, let me see if I can recount it correctly. You're an EMT. You show up on a scene. It's your wife's car. She's in a wreck, trapped inside with another man. She whispers to you that she's sorry before passing out from exhaustion or loss of blood or whatever. Go ahead.
Well, and the inference is obvious, but I'll finish anyway. Through the knowledge of your relationship, you realize that this is the man who you suspected she's been having an affair with.
Mm.
devastated by what you've realized. You see your wife is seriously hurt and she needs attention right now. But even if she gets that attention, there's a very high chance that she will die. You look at the seat next to her and see the man. He's bleeding heavily, but he's not. If his bleeding is controlled, he will probably live.
Oh, I see.
That's an interesting twist to it. Now, what would your EMT training tell you to do? You know, go for the man or the woman in this case.
Well, your most lowest level of triage comes into play, where you attend to the man.
Okay.
And I was kind of the troublemaker in class because I raised my hand immediately and said, why don't I take one and my partner takes the other? But I got yelled at.
That is a great question. you're not supposed to, you're supposed to work within the confines of this and see whether or not your emotions would affect the scenario.
Like Ian, I started pointing out the flaws in the story. But anyway, that was what we were opposed, and I'd like to get your thoughts.
I would help. I would do what my training says to do. I would try to help the person that try to help. I mean, you know, do I want to be able to help my wife? Sure. I want to be able to help her as much as I can. If what you're saying is that it's your job to save lives. That's the life you've got to save.
But if you've got to save one before the other, then you.
I'm not so sure. I believe the I'm sorry before somebody passes out. I mean, she was right in the car with the guy. I mean, that seems like a silly added part of the story. I don't think that matters to me.
Well, if it's your professional assessment that one patient is likely to survive over the other, then it makes sense to choose that patient over the first or over the other.
But I wouldn't blame somebody who was in that circumstance for whatever action they took.
Zach?
All right, well, I guess that was a short conversation. I wasn't able to make a real commitment either way on this. It's easy to say one thing,
but
when you're in that situation, I can't say what I would do for sure. So.
You'd have to be able to know in advance that you would know for sure that your biases wouldn't immediately, predilect you towards helping your wife and not really even accurately assessing in the first place whether or not the other guy would be more likely to live. Maybe you wouldn't even be paying close enough attention to him simply because you would just by nature be more likely to pay attention to your wife and maybe misassess him. So I think it presumes that you'd be able to stay with a clear head in a situation like that when many may not be able to.
I think the important thing to understand here is that a divorce is going to be far more costly if you save your wife.
Oh, God. Thanks for the call, Zach. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Aaron in Missouri on the Amplines. Aaron.
Good evening, gentlemen. Earlier you had mentioned decriminalizing marijuana and making it like tomatoes because there's no laws governing the sales of tomatoes. And I have to sadly inform you, there's all kinds of laws governing the grow, transportation, and sale of tomatoes.
Really? Now, specifically tomatoes?
Specifically tomatoes. And
wow.
A lot of them are general guidelines just for vegetables, but there are ones specifically addressing tomatoes.
Bad example, Mark.
Can't
use that one anymore.
How long they can be stored for. Just think back to a couple years ago where they had that big tomato scare where they ordered like $130 million worth of tomatoes and ordered it destroyed, and then they discovered like 2 or 3 weeks later that the tomatoes weren't the problem. It was
the lettuce.
Jalapenos coming out of Mexico that were had E. coli on them is what the problem was.
So are you a farmer? Are you a farmer, a trucker, a grocer? How are you familiar with these laws?
Truck driver. I haul a lot of produce. Used to run refrigerated, and I haul all kinds of produce, so I have to be at least somewhat familiar with them and make sure I keep the product at the right temperature and stuff. So,
wow, thanks for clearing that up, man. I appreciate it.
Yep. Y'all have a good evening. I'll see y'all in February.
We'll do. Oh, great. Going to the Liberty Forum. Thank you, sir. See you then at freestateproject.org/libertyforums, where you can go to get registered for that.
The truckers keep America moving.
They sure do. They are America's cowboys.
Well, I don't know. Do you think they're America's cowboys? I mean, what are you referring back to the sort of the 70s when they had their heyday, BJ and the Bear convoy?
Isn't that what they're called? Is America's America's cowboys?
I don't know. I mean,
I thought that's what they're modern day cowboys. Maybe that's what they're called. Anyway, I appreciate them. Professional drivers, actually, is what the
Cowboys didn't
called.
Have to deal with the commercial division of law enforcement as like truckers
do. That's a good point.
The government just milks them for anything they can get them on.
Hey, how about a little bit of good news to wrap the show out with tonight here? A story from NBCConnecticut.com. You know, we've heard some really bad news out of New London, Connecticut in the past. This is the place where they did successfully steal property from dozens of landowners and then gave that property over to private corporations. There was a big Supreme Court decision about it, and the Supreme Court did acknowledge that governments have the right to take property via eminent domain from anyone they want to and give it to whomever they'd like, not just for so-called public use.
They certainly have the power if they don't have the right.
They did it, and they got away with it, and of course down the line ended up turning out that Pfizer turned Hightail and left after a few years, and the place is a graveyard now.
I mean, not literally. Tore down those people's houses, gave it to Pfizer, and Pfizer left town.
Yeah, it's a ghost town. So none of it panned out the way that the New London Development
Corporation expected. Really, a government plan that didn't turn out, and nobody's being held responsible?
Nope, they failed. They just stole a bunch of property from people and for nothing. So here's the good news out of New London. The day after being sworn in, New London's new mayor issued some executive orders that surprised some city officials, but now he must rescind one of them. One of the executive orders from Mayor Daryl Justin Finzio called on police not to charge a resident with marijuana possession on personal property if the resident did not reach out to the police for help. State prosecutors soon forced Finzio to retreat in his order to police to ignore marijuana use on private property. That's unfortunate. I guess it's kind of good news. It was good news in that the mayor tried to do the right thing. State's attorney Michael Regan told the Day of New London that the executive order violates state law, and Finzio doesn't have the authority to direct city officers to look the other way if they see marijuana use on private property. The order said the city has many serious criminal enforcement and protection issues and concerns and limited resources, and asked police not to charge residents with possession or drug paraphernalia if they're on their personal property and if the violation occurs on private property and the landowner has not made a complaint or requested police assistance. The mayor said he will abide by the state prosecutor's opinion. They probably threatened him with charges of some sort.
The rule that his orders were illegal.
Yeah, but instead insisted he does have the authority to allocate police resources. And I think that that's true. I think that many city councils can hire and fire police chiefs. So look, hey, chief, if you want to keep enforcing this marijuana law, we'll just fire you and replace you with someone who is a member of law enforcement against prohibition. Let's bring Craig on in Ithaca for the final thoughts of the show. Craig, you're on Free Talk Live. You got to go quick, though, like 20 seconds.
Yeah, you guys are discussing whether or not molestation occurs, if it's consensual or not.
Yes, sir.
There is something called age of consent, and you can't have sex with a 15-year-old.
Well, age of consent is a bunch of nonsense because it takes this one arbitrary age and suggests that all young people under that certain age
are unable to consent.
Craig, call us back on another night, man. We'd be happy to talk to you about it. Unfortunately, it's the end of this show. But we'll be back tomorrow. You can join us then online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kids should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.